The Sphinx Without a Secret. Part 1. The Mysterious Lady. One afternoon, I was sitting outside a cafe in Paris. I watched human life pass by, the rich and the poor, the elegant and the shabby. Suddenly, someone called my name. I turned round and saw Lord Murchison. We had been friends at Oxford University, nearly 10 years before. We had not met since then. I had liked him greatly. He was good-looking, good fun, and honourable. He was also honest and frank. But now he looked anxious and confused. I tried to understand why. I supposed that the reason was probably a woman. I asked him if he was married.
"I don't understand women enough,"
he answered. "My dear Gerald," I said, "you have to love women, not understand them."
"I can't love if I can't trust,"
he replied. "Gerald, I believe you have a mystery in your life, and you must tell me about it," I said.
"Let's go for a drive,"
Gerald answered.
"There are too many people here."
We went to find a carriage.
"No, not a yellow carriage,"
Lord Murchison said.
"Any other colour?"
We found a dark green one and went to a quiet restaurant. "Tell me your mystery," I said. He took a small leather case out of his pocket and gave it to me. I opened it. Inside, there was a photograph of a woman. With her long hair and fur coat, she looked like a clairvoyant.
"Is that a face I can trust?"
he asked. I examined the photograph carefully. The face had a secret. But was this secret good or bad? Her beauty seemed to be the product of many mysteries. I wanted to know all about her. After dinner, Lord Murchison told me this story.
"One evening,"
he said,
"I was walking down Bond Street. It was 5 o'clock, and the traffic was terrible. For some reason, a little yellow carriage attracted my attention. I saw inside the face I showed you earlier. It fascinated me immediately. I thought of it all that night and all the next day. I looked for the yellow carriage, but I couldn't find it. I began to think that it was a dream. A week later, I was invited to dinner by a friend. Dinner was at 8 o'clock, but at 8:30 we were still waiting to start. A guest was late. Finally, the servant announced the arrival of Lady Alroy. It was the woman I'd looked for the week before. Luckily, she sat next to me at dinner. I told her that I'd seen her in Bond Street."
"Please, don't talk so loudly,"
she said. After this terrible start, she spoke very little. When she did speak, her voice was low. I thought she was afraid of someone listening to her. I fell madly in love with her. I was excited by her air of mystery. After dinner, I asked her if I could see her again. She hesitated and looked around. In a low voice, she replied,
"Yes, tomorrow at 4:45.
I asked my host for information about this mysterious lady. All I was told was that Lady Alroy was a widow and lived alone in a beautiful house in Park Lane. The next day, I arrived at her home exactly on time, but her butler told me she'd just gone out. I went to my club, unhappy and confused. I decided to write her a letter. Could I see her another afternoon? I had no answer for several days. At last, I received a short note.
'Dear, I will be at home. Please do not write to me here.'
The note ended with this instruction:
'Please do not write to me here again. I will explain when I see you.'
I saw her that Sunday. She was charming. However, when I was leaving, she repeated her instruction to me and told me to send any letters to a local library.
There are reasons why I can't receive letters in my own house.
For the next few months, I saw her regularly. Her air of mystery never left her. I tried to understand her secret, but could find no answer. Finally, I decided to ask her to marry me. I was tired of my secret visits and the letters I sent her. I wrote her a letter. I wanted to see her the following Monday at 6 o'clock. She answered yes. I was incredibly happy. I was deeply in love with her. Now I know it was because of her mystery, or maybe not. No, that isn't true. It was the woman I loved.
Did you discover her secret? I asked.
Yes, I think so. But you must decide for yourself,
he answered.